We're in Simin Reish Nun Zayin, and we're up to Sifches. We'll be doing the Mechaber of Sifches. The Ramah will be tomorrow's day. Perhaps a bit of an introduction. We find in the Gemara that aside from the Halacha, that there's an Isser Hatmana on Erev Shabbos and a Davar Amos of Hevel, and an Isser Hatmana on Shabbos itself, even in a Davar She'en Amos of Hevel. So that we have the two categories of Mos of Hevel and Ein Mos of Hevel. There's a third category. We ran into it with regard to the Gefes of Zaysim versus Shumshamin. And that is something that's called a Masik Hevel. Something that not only generates heat, but it generates so much heat that if you place it underneath the pot and then wrap the pot in a Dover She'en Mos of Hevel, it is going to end up heating up the pot. I mean, generally speaking, we understand there's something that only insulates, that's a davar she'ein amos of hevel, and that is mutar on erev Shabbos, but you can't do it on Shabbos itself. There's something that actually generates heat, and there if you go and wrap the whole food around, the whole pot around with it, that's going to be asur even on erev Shabbos. A davar hamasik hevel gives off so much heat that we say even though what you wrap the food around with was a davar she'en amos of hevel, since it's got underneath it a davar amasik hevel, that's aser. Why exactly is it aser? So there's a machlokas rishonim. The sheet of the Ri and Tosfos is that the reason it's aser is as a gzeira. Really, this is not called hatman in amos of hevel. But since it's adding so much heat, it's a gzeira otu atman in a mos of hevel. Meaning, if a person goes and puts this stuff under it and he sees that it really heats up the pot, even though the pot was only insulated with something that's in a mos of hevel, next week he's going to be tempted to go and do hatmani in this mos of hevel completely, because he'll see how effective it was. The second sheet is the sheet of Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bala Trumas within Tosfos, and he holds no. This is called Mos of Hevel, meaning Hatmana in Mos of Hevel means Hatmana in a situation that is Mos of Hevel. So even though that which is surrounding the Keli for most of it is not Mos of Hevel, it's only the stuff on the bottom that's Mos of Hevel, if the sum total of the two is going to be a Tosefes Hevel, we consider that Hatmana in a Mos of Hevel. In either case, the halacha is that it's aser. That's befurish in the Gemara that is aser. The nafkamina is going to be certain cases where we either will or won't make gzeiras, and that we're going to see as we go on. But let's begin with the machaber then. Says the machaber, af al pi shemuter lahashos kteira al gabi kira sheyesh begacholim al pi adrachim shenizbara besimin reish nun gimel. Even though the halacha is that shehiya is muter under the conditions in Reish Nun Gimel. So what do we mean by the conditions in Reish Nun Gimel? So the Nosa Kalim say here, what he's referring to is, according to the Ramah, according to Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh, if it is Mevushal Kamacho Bendrosoi, and according to the Machaber, if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko and Mitztamek V'yofalo. Or another situation where it's Chai, where you have food that's raw. So there's Shehiya on the coals is Mutter. There's another condition, according to the Machaber, that it should not be sitting in the coals directly, because he holds that even that's considered Hatman in a Mos of Hevel. So, according to the Machaber, it's elevated. And according to the Ramah, it's not a problem if it's not covered on top. Imhu mechusa bibagodim. What if you go ahead and cover it with clothing? Afal pisha bagodim ein mosifim hevel machmas atzmam. Even though the clothing, they are not Mos of Hevel. Because of the fire under it, it's Mos of Hevel. The Mashmos of the Machaber is very much like the Rosh, which is like the Bala Trumas, that not that this is a Gzera Otu a Mos of Hevel, but that this is considered a Mos of Hevel. So if I have fire underneath it, in a way that there's no Yisur Shehiya, but I went and wrapped the clothing around it, which is Eina Mos of Hevel, we call this Atmana in Mos of Hevel, and it is Aser. Consequently, let's take a very Lamaisa case. Let's take a case where you have a blech, or a plata, a hot plate. You have your food sitting on that. Say that you have no problem of Shehiyah because you have a blech. In the case of a hot plate, say it's non-adjustable, so Shehiyah is Mutter. Or you're going with the Ramah that if it's kuk kamacho ben rosoi, there's no iser. What's not uncommon is that people will wrap something that is sitting on a blech or plata, they'll wrap it in towels. Now, towels, bepashtis, would be considered enomosiv hevel. But since it's you have something that's sitting on your fire, so in that situation, it's mosiv hevel. The fire is masik hevel. A little bit of fire on the bottom is all you need. You put the towels around it, it's going to be good and hot. That would be usur. It is usur on Erev Shabbos. Forget about Shabbos. It is usur on Erev Shabbos to go and wrap, be it an urn, be it a pot, to wrap that when it's sitting on a blech or a hot plate, on a plata, because that would be considered hatman in mosav hevel, which is usur even on Erev Shabbos for it to remain over Shabbos. Certainly on Shabbos itself it would be usur. What is the heter, by the way? How do you get around it? So for an Ashkenazi, if it's open on top, if you make sure not to cover the top with the towels, it's going to be mutter. But if you cover it completely, it's going to be asr. So the Machaber said that in a case where you have a kiro that has fire underneath it, and the food is there, there's no isr shehiyah for one reason or another. It's chai, it's mitzamek varalo, or machab endra soil of either ma. If you wrap it around in begodim, that's also because of atman in mosif hevel. Umiyu, says the Machaber now, and Tosfos speaks this out. Kol shu be'inyin shein ha-begodim nogim be'kedera. What happens if the clothing really does not come in contact with the pot itself? Afal pi she'yesh eish tachtecho, even though there's fire underneath it. Kevan shein osa derech atmona shori. Since it's not derech hatmona, it's mutter. Hatmona is when that which you're insulating it with touches the pot. If there's air between the insulant and the pot, that is not derech hatmona, and it is mutter. Hilkoch, heicha shemamid k'teira al gabe kira o kupach sheyesh bem gecholim. Therefore, if you put a pot on top of a kira or a kupach, where there are gecholim, ve'ein shulei hakedera nogim begecholim, and the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals. Why does the Machaber say this? Because according to the Machaber, if it were touching the coals, that's already considered hatmana. According to the Ramah, that's not a problem. The Bir Halacha mentions that some hold that according to the Ramah, if it's covered from all sides with towels and sitting above the fire, even though it's sitting in the fire, it's going to be usur, even if the towels don't actually touch it. In other words, if it's sitting in the coals, even though the Ramah holds that if it's open completely, that's not called hatmana. If it is covered on top, even though they're not touching it together, we would call that hatmana. Many hold that. So ve'ein shulei akdera nogim megacholim shemamid kdera al gabik ya. So the halacha is shihui mikri. We call this shihiya and not hatmana. Mutter al pi adrochim shespar b'simin reishin and gimel, and it's going to be mutter. So lahalacha, if it's not sitting in the fire and the clothing that you wrap it in is not touching it, that's not derech hatmana. And as long as you don't have a shehiya problem, it's going to be mutter. So according to the Ramah, if it's kukuk machal ben drasoy, according to the Machaber, if it's called sarko and stomach varalo, and according to everybody, if it's raw, it's going to be mutter. V'imnosna lakedera kli rochav sheina nogea betzidei akedera. How do you get your towels not to touch the pot? You take your pot, you then take another pot that is wider, and you put that around the first pot, and it's not touching the first pot. V'nosim begodim al osa kli rochav, and you put the clothing on that pot which is wider. Dekev and shein abegodim nesunim al osa kli rochav. She'ena nogea betzidei kedera, since the towels are not touching the inside kli, because the outside kli is not touching the inside one, ein kan hatmana. That's not called hatmana. V'chein muter laniach hakedera betanurim shalanu. You can put the kedera in our ovens meaning they have a din kira. This is when you're putting it inside. Aydei she'itin besocha chaticha chaya. So you're putting in a chaticha chaya. We said that if you have kidra chaisa, if you have a piece of raw meat, there's no iser of shehiya. And you're allowed to put it even inside the oven. V'hu shalotei akedera nogas begacholim. V'afal pisha mechasa piatana bebegodim. Even though the very top of the oven you put clothing on. Kivin shein abgodim nogim bekedera lav atmani v'shari. Since the clothing do not touch the pot, that is not considered derech atmana. Now this issue of putting it inside the oven is already tolui in the machlokis between Tosfos and the Balat Trumas. According to Tosfos, that it's a gzeira. According to Tosfos, that it's a gzeira that you're going to do hatmona in the thing that's Mosif Hevel. So Tosfos says as follows. What will happen if you go and clean out all of the coals from the tanner? You do, it is a tanner goruf. So then what's going to be Mosif Hevel? The oven. The oven is going to be Mosif Hevel. Says Tosfos, unless you're dealing with a large oven that you can actually fit the pot in, there's no gzeira that you're going to do hatman in it, because what are you going to do? The gzeira is that you're going to completely surround the pot with the Mosif Hevel. If the Mosif Hevel here is the Kira is not going to be Mosif Hevel. The Kira is not going to surround it. So unless you're dealing with a wide Kira, very high Kira that you can fit, that the whole pot will fit into, Tosfos holds that a Kira Grufa, there's no gzeira. If the Kira has coals in it, there's a gzeira, you use the coals. But it's a Kira Grufa, there's no gzeira. Rabbeinu Baruch holds that the issue is not gzeira. According to Rabbeinu Baruch, this is Hatman in a Mosif Hevel. So it really should be Yasser. But Rabbeinu Baruch has a different heter. Rabbeinu Baruch holds that a Kira Grufa, because it is constantly losing heat, we don't call that Mosif Hevel. Mosif Hevel is something that is constantly generating its own heat. This only has the heat of what it used to have because of the Gecholim and is slowly losing it. This would not constitute a Mosif Hevel according to Rabbeinu Baruch. So now, according to these two shitas, in a Kira Grufa, there wouldn't be a problem. The Rosh, however, holds that even in a Kira Grufa, Chazal called this Atman in a Mosif Hevel. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berura says the Mechaber didn't mention this. The Mechaber only mentioned the halach of a Kira that has Gecholim in it. What's the halach of a Kira Grufa? So he says, really, one should be Machmer for the Rosh. However, if one wants to be somach on Tosfos or the Balat Trumas, he can. He says, "Ein limchos b'hanogim lahakol." So lemaisa in a what's going to be in the case of a deep oven, the even that has gecholim, but the pot does not touch the walls of the oven, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be mutter, because that's not derech hatmana. So just as a rule, whenever you're doing hatmana and that which you're using to insulate does not touch the pot, that's not derech hatmana and it's mutter.